camp counselor Matt Bartow says he's been working with kids at the beach for most of the summer, and the water is rarely open.
Yeah, we only went in the water once because it's always closed. So we're on week four, too. So they only went once because the water's always closed. We play games with them like dodgeball. Today we're hanging out at the beach in the morning, so it's fun, you know, something to do with the kids. Oh, and we always look for sea glass down here. That is true.
The water is sometimes closed for swimming because of elevated bacterial levels. Now, here at Woodlawn, a method's used where results are provided daily. But some beaches around the Great Lakes region have a 24-hour turnaround time for water testing. Cornell's Ruth Richardson and her team are working to improve that.
So it's not ideal for beach closures. Ideally, you'd have a much quicker test in order to know, come out in the morning, get a sample, know whether the water quality is good that day.
Richardson and her group were at Woodlawn taking water samples and trying out their new process. The group is traveling around the state testing water. They'll be compiling their results, and if everything looks promising, they'll start the process of getting approval to use this approach. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.